It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
And Barrow, a high fly ball to right, chasing Hall back to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Boston Barrow with his first Cyclones home run, and it goes all the way out to right field.
Reimer swings and hits it on the ground, fair ball, down the left field line. One run in to score, De Los Santos scores. That ball took a weird hop off the sidewall. Here comes Barrow for the plate. He slides safely. Jacob Reimer clears the bases. It's a three-run double for Reimer.
This one hit in the air to left. Back into his right, Serrano leaping at the fence, and he took away another extra base hit. Eli Serrano III, for the second time in as many games, goes airborne to take away extra bases from Hudson Valley.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark on a sunny Wednesday afternoon into the evening hours, and game two of this six-game series and game number eight of this 12-game road trip featuring the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 6-10 overall and your Brooklyn Cyclones at 10-6 on the season. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:35 scheduled first pitch here tonight. Brooklyn trying to get back into the win column. Just dropped their second straight game on Tuesday night. Just the second time this season Brooklyn has lost consecutive contests. The first time they lost three in a row, and they will try and prevent that here tonight. Right now, Brooklyn trying to bounce back after a 3-1 defeat yesterday. It was a weird game for Brooklyn, and the sense that Brooklyn is so far this season has put up very good offensive numbers, but when they have struggled, they have struck out a lot. Last night, they put the ball in play a ton, only one strikeout over the entire nine innings, yet held it to just one run in that ballgame, and that didn't come until the ninth inning when Jesus Baez and Jacob Reimer each doubled. Brooklyn did bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the ninth inning, put the tying runs in scoring position, but could not complete the comeback. Casey Stewart, six innings of two-hit shutout ball to start as Jersey Shore scored all three of their runs last night on sacrifice flies. They scored two big insurance runs in the eighth inning that really ended up being the difference in the contest last night. So Brooklyn will try and put that loss to bed and get back in the win column today. Yoel Diaz will make his second start of the year. He has been outstanding for Brooklyn to start the campaign. Diaz coming in to play tonight, one of just two pitchers who have thrown 10 or more innings in the South Atlantic League this year without allowing a run. The other one is his teammate, Zach Thornton, who is tomorrow night's scheduled starting pitcher, but Diaz expected to work in tandem with Brendan Gurton here this evening. And for Jersey Shore, it'll be one of the Phillies' top 20 prospects, right-hander Alex McFarland, like Diaz, coming back from Tommy John surgery. McFarland off to a rough start this season, an 0-1 record, a 12.96 ERA on the campaign. That ballooned because of a tough outing here at home against Aberdeen a couple of weekends ago. Right-hander Luke Russo is expected to follow him here tonight. We mentioned yesterday some wildfires here in the New Jersey area, especially here in South Jersey down near Barnegat, about 15 miles, maybe 15, 20 minutes or so away from the ballpark here in Lakewood, New Jersey. We have at times today been able to smell some smoke. It's a bit of a hazy sky today. You have to imagine that has played a part in creating that here today. But the update there, as of 4 o'clock this afternoon, the fires were about 40% contained. And so our thoughts with everyone impacted by the wildfire. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on how that may or may not impact this series going into the weekend. We'll take a break here on the radio network. When we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups as Brooklyn goes for win number 11 on the season. Cyclones and Blue Claws, Mets and Phillies in High A South Atlantic League Baseball coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Here on the Cyclones Radio Network. First pitch between the Blue Claws and Cyclones. Coming up in just a matter of moments here from Shoretown Ballpark. Justin Rock with you here on this beautiful Wednesday night. So glad to have you with us here from Shoretown. It's now time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. Taking a look at the Cyclones starting nine tonight. Put together by their second-year skipper, Gilbert Gomez, leading off and playing right field, Carson Benn, Jesus Baez. Three-game hitting streak will bat second and play short. Eli Serrano, the third, will bat third in center field. Jacob Reimer tried to help Brooklyn come back last night. He'll be the DH and cleanup. Austin Barrow gets the start at third base. He'll bat fifth. Chris Suero over at first tonight, hitting sixth. Ronald Hernandez trying to snap an 0-for slide. He'll bat seventh behind the plate. Nick Roselli, the Long Island kid, will bat eighth and play second. Jeffrey De Los Santos in left field bats ninth. And Yoel Diaz, the right-hander, on the mound for Brooklyn. No record and a spotless ERA. Taking a look at Jersey Shore's starting lineup tonight, put together by their third-year skipper, Greg Brodzinski. Now 8 wins shot of the franchise's all-time wins record. Their starting lineup tonight, Brian Rincon leading off playing shortstop. Carson DeMartini will bat second and third. Devin Saltamon is the number three hitter at second base. Eduardo Lopez did not play last night. He'll clean up in right field. Bryson Ware is the DH in the five spot. Caden Hediger will hit sixth and catch. Zach Arnold at first base hit seventh. Jordan Viers had off last night. He'll bat eighth in left field. Raylan Heredia will hit ninth and play center field with the right-hander Alex McFarland on the mound for the Blue Claws here today. Getting ready for the national anthem to be sung here in Lakewood in just a matter of moments. They are moments away from introducing the starting lineups, or the Jersey Shore starting lineup, that is, at least, to the hometown crowd here at Shoretown Ballpark right now in Lakewood. 64 degrees and hazy skies because of the smoke in the air. The air quality certainly an impact, at least when you look at it on your weather apps on your phone, and something that will certainly be followed as this week continues to unfurl. But right now, the American flag out in center field, blowing ever so slightly in the breeze, but no discernible direction. Right now, the weather app saying is 7 mile-per-hour winds just to the west-northwest here on this Wednesday night down by the shore. in the Garden State. So thankful to have you with us here on this Wednesday evening as the Cyclones try and get back in the win column and work themselves towards a victorious road trip over the last 2 weeks. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Cyclones and Blue Claws, Mets and Phillies, just like the Major League clubs earlier this afternoon at Citi Field. We'll take a break. When we come back, first pitch is coming up next. You're listening to the pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, for a real bite of New York.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball on this sunny Wednesday night. Some clouds and hazy skies here this evening, but we are all set for game two of this six-game series. Justin Rock with you here. Alex McFarland getting ready to make his fourth start of the season. Here's the Brooklyn starting nine. If you missed it with us just a few moments ago on the pregame show, leading off is Carson Benj in right. Jesus Baez, the shortstop, hits second. Eli Serrano, the center fielder, hitting third. Jacob Reimer follows as the DH. Boston Barrow over at third base. Chris Suero hits sixth at first, batting seventh behind the plate. Ronald Hernandez. Nick Roselli, the eighth spot at second base. And Jeffrey De Los Santos bats ninth in left. On the mound for the Blue Claws here tonight, it is the right-hander Alex McFarland, who missed all of last year because of Tommy John surgery. McFarland, standing at 6'3", 200 pounds, will turn 24 in June from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. Only been 15 major league players ever that have come from the Virgin Islands. McFarland, 0-1 record, a 12.96 ERA on the year, has allowed 12 runs on 14 hits in 8 1/3 innings, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts, a whip over 2.5, a batting average against over .360 coming into play today. But he's coming off one of his best starts of the season. That was in a very hitter-friendly environment against Greensboro last Thursday. No decision, gave up just 2 runs on 3 hits in a season-high 3 innings. Did walk a season-high tying 3, but also struck out a season-high tying 3 as well. So McFarland trying to settle into his first season back after major surgery. And Carson Bench will lead things off against him. Bench in the opener of this series last night was 0-4, trying to snap an 0-13 slide at the plate. Been a tough road trip for the former first round pick, just 4-4-27. So Bench is ready. So is McFarland, working from the stretch. And our first pitch of the night is a fastball at the knees at 94, and we are underway at 6:36 Eastern. On the season, Bench hitting at 200, 9-for-45, no homers and 4 RBI. McFarland leaning in over that front leg for the sign. Now the one strike pitch, and Bench rips this one in the air to right. Drifting towards the line is Lopez, and he'll make the catch on the hard hit line drive. And Bench retired for the first out of the first inning. That's been the way things have gone for Bench during this 0-for-14 slide. He's hit the ball hard, just not getting anything to show for it. So one away for Jesus Baez. We'll get you the Jersey Shore defensive alignment after the first pitch. Baez 5-for-25 with Brooklyn. A homer, 2 runs batted in. First pitch to him is a fastball outside at 96, 1-0. Defensively behind McFarland tonight, left to right of the outfield, Jordan Vyers, Raylan Heredia, and Eduardo Lopez. All three did not play last night. The 1-0. This is low, another fastball, 2-0. Third to first around the infield, Carson DeMartini, Brian Rincon, Devin Saltabon, and Zach Arnold. Same alignment as the Blue Claws had last night, with Caden Hediger getting the start behind the dish. The 2-0 to Baez, and this one off the hands out in a shallow right center. Second baseman Saltabon waving for it, and the converted outfielder makes the catch on the grass for out number 2. So a good start for McFarland. That'll bring up Eli Serrano III. Serrano had one of Brooklyn's base hits last night. A double in the third inning, was 1-for-4. Hitting at 213, 2 homers and 6 runs batted in. Entering play today, tied for 4th in the league in walks, 4th in walk rate. And has reached in 7 straight games. First pitch to him, and Serrano hits it hard but foul down the first base line. And the count 0-1. Serrano, the Mets' fourth-round pick last year out of NC State. Just 2-for-22 during the 7-game on-base streak, but has walked 6 times. Brooklyn's first base runner here today. A set at the belt, the 0-1, and Serrano fouls the breaking ball off into the Blue Claw first base dugout. And McFarland quickly ahead, no balls and 2 strikes. McFarland, 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, slider, splitter. 4-pitch arsenal for him. The 0-2 to Serrano. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on 96 up above the zone. And a strong start tonight for Alex McFarland. Arguably his best first inning of the year. 3 up, 3 down on 8 pitches. So a rough start for Brooklyn offensively. Yoel Diaz will try and get the Cyclones off to the right start on the mound. He'll go out to work in the bottom of the first at the end of a half. Brooklyn nothing. Here come the Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Yoel Diaz getting the start for the Cyclones tonight. Quick run through of the Blue Claw lineup he'll face. If you missed it with us pregame here today, Rincon, DeMartini, Saltaban at the top, Lopez, Ware, Hediger at the heart, Arnold, Byers, and Heredia rounding out the Blue Claw starting nine. Yoel Diaz on the mound for the Cyclones this evening. Brian Rincon on base three times yesterday will lead off. First pitch is a fastball up and away. And the count 1-0. Diaz, 6'2", 225 pounds, 21 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. The 1-0 pitch. And Rincon pops it a mile high in the air behind the plate. Going back on it is the catcher Hernandez. Collides with the third baseman, Boston Barrow. And both are okay as Hernandez falls backwards onto the grass with the ball in his mitt, one out. And Barrow hasn't played a ton of third base this year. And a good job by Hernandez to squeeze it despite the charging third baseman. And there's one away in the first inning. That'll bring up Carson DeMartini. Been arguably the best offensive player for Jersey Shore so far this season. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. Foul tip into the glove of Hernandez. It's 0-1. Defensively behind Diaz tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Eli Serrano III, and Carson Bench. Third to first around the infield, Boston Barrow, Jesus Baez, Nick Rosselli, and Chris Suero. With Ronald Hernandez, the catcher, the pitch is hit in the air, out towards left. Racing to his right is De Los Santos by the Brooklyn bullpen. And we'll watch that one land in a group area. It's no balls and two strikes. DeMartini hitting at 271, a homer, seven RBIs, had two hits last night, including a ground rule double and a walk. A four-game hitting streak for him, seven for his last 16. Bases empty, one out. Diaz from the third base side hides his eyes. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt and through the legs of Hernandez, the count 1-2. Diaz making his fourth appearance and second start is not allowed to run on seven hits in 11 and two-thirds innings. Two walks, 13 strikeouts. The 1-2 misses low. Off speed, two balls, two strikes. Four-seam, two-seam fastball, slider, changeup, sweeper in the arsenal for Diaz. He and Zach Thornton, the only two pitchers in the league with 10 or more innings to not allow a run. The 2-2, and a foul ball back behind the plate. DeMartini stays alive. Diaz among pitchers with 10 or more innings this year. Tied for the league lead in ERA, as you'd imagine. Fifth in opposing OPS. Seventh in whip and strikeout to walk rate, as DeMartini spoils another. Four foul balls in this at-bat for the left-handed batter. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Lefty with an open stance. Another 2-2. This is a ground ball off the end of the bat to short. Takes a big hop for Baez. And he'll make the play on to Suero for out number two. So two up, two down for Diaz. Brings up Devin Saltaban. Snapped an 0 for 15 slide at the plate yesterday with an infield base hit. One of the youngest players on this Jersey Shore roster was the eighth youngest player on an opening day roster in this league. But off to a real slow start, just 7 for 61, hitting 115. First pitch to him. Fastball inside and the count 1-0. No homers, 6 RBI, and OPS right around 350. The 1-0, and this comes in and hits Saltaban on the front left elbow. D Diaz tried to pitch him inside. And that is the first man he has hit this season. And so the Blue Claw is a two-out base runner here in the first inning. So Saltaban is on, brings up Eduardo Lopez. Lopez, no stranger to the South Atlantic League, albeit this his first year in the Phillies organization, hitting at 125, 6 for 48. Lefty batter with an upright stance, and he swings, drives one in the air to center, but playable for Serrano to his left. And straightaway center makes the catch, inning over. So Brooklyn works around the two-out hit by pitch, no runs, no hits, one left at the end of one. Here from Lakewood, New Jersey, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, for a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables in high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Second inning here from Shoretown Ballpark. Brooklyn looking for their first base runner of the night. Alex McFarland, a 1-2-3, 8-pitch first. A little bumpier for Yoel Diaz, but needed just 12 pitches to retire the side in order. Jacob Reimer, Boston Barrow, Chris Suero. Three scheduled to bat in the inning against the Phillies. Consensus, number 18 prospect by both Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. Lights on here at the stadium as Jacob Reimer will dig in. Reimer, best batting average on this team at .339. Two homers, 13 runs batted in. Drove in Brooklyn's only run last night with a double in the ninth. First pitch to him. This one pulled down the left field line, but foul. And the count, no balls and one strike. Reimer, great road trip, 9 for 23. Nine extra base hits. As that one misses outside, 1-1. I was right the first time. Seven extra base hits for Reimer and five RBI. Three doubles, two triples, two home runs. He has been outstanding. Bases empty, nobody out, 1-1 the count. McFarland kicks and deals, and Reimer can't hold up on the breaking ball away. It's one ball and two strikes. Reimer entering play today, leading the league in triples, tied for the league lead in extra base hits. Tied for second in doubles, fourth in slugging and OPS, tied for fourth in runs scored and hits, and fifth in batting average. He has done a little bit of everything with the bat in his hand so far this year. The 1-2. And Reimer takes a slider low. Good pitch. Two balls and two strikes. McFarland missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery. Guy who's been ranked as high as number 8 in this organization in 2023. Former fourth round pick out of Miami. The 2-2 to Reimer. Breaking ball hit on the ground is short. Scooped on the forehand by Rincon. Sets and fires across for out number 1. So leadoff man retired. Another hard hit ball by Brooklyn. That one came off the bat at 103. And now it's the third baseman, Boston Barrow. Barrow 1-for-4 last night, 5-for-23 on this road trip, hitting at 214, a homer, and three runs batted in. Farland, back leg bent, front leg straight. Now comes home, and Barrow gets it off the screws in the air right center field. To his right is Lopez, called off by the center fielder Heredia. And Heredia makes the catch in the gap for out number two. And just 14 pitches for the first five outs tonight by McFarland. And once again, Brooklyn has continued to put the ball in play, just not getting any results. Brings up Chris Suero. Suero hitless last night, did walk, steal a base, was hit by a pitch in the ninth inning. Hitting at 271, five homers and 16 runs batted in. First pitch from McFarland. And a slider cut on and missed, 0-1. Jersey Shore tonight wearing the alternate uniforms. Powder blue tops with royal blue sleeves. Got that sand crab bucket wearing a logo on the front left-hand side of the jersey. This is a ground ball back to the mound. Knocked down by McFarland. Fields it third base side of the hill. And bare hands and fires on to first to get Suero to end the inning. So another 1-2-3 inning for McFarland. A right-hander who hasn't gone more than three innings so far this year. Just 16 pitches to get six outs. We're through an inning and a half, still scoreless. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Yoel Diaz back to work. Scoreless game, Bryson Ware, Caden Hettiger, Zach Arnold, 5-6-7 due up in the inning. Bryson Ware will lead things off. Had a couple of hits last night, including a bunt base hit in the eighth, and he swings through a first pitch fastball at 90. And the count 0-1. Ware hitting at 150 on the season. 6-for-40, no homers and RBI, the 0-1. And there's a knee-high fastball for strike two. Ware, former eighth-round pick out of Auburn. Finished last season with the Blue Claws, hit well, 293 in the final 27 games. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Got him on the slider, that was elevated. I don't know if that was Diaz's complete idea there to leave that one up and in, but he got the swing and miss nonetheless. And there's one away in the second inning for Diaz, that his first strikeout tonight. That'll bring up Caden Hettiger. 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk. 5-for-16 in 4 games with Jersey Shore. Lefty batter takes in the dirt. Kicks off the shin guards of Hernandez and up the first baseline, 1-0. Hettiger, a homer, 4 RBI, has hit in all 4 games he's played with Jersey Shore. This after a slow start in Clearwater. Played 8 games down there, was just 2-for-25. The 1-0. Hettiger hits this one sharply and fair down the first baseline. Kicks off the sidewall by the Jersey Shore bullpen. He's going for two. The throw in by Benj. The tag, not in time. Oh, that throw skipped a little bit in its way to Baez. Well, it was a bang-bang play there at second base, and Hettiger now has a 5-game hitting streak here in the South Atlantic League. He's at second with one out. Just pulled that one fair down the line. Enough space between Suero and the chalk line to squirt it in there. And for Hettiger, that his first double with the Blue Claws, his second of the season. An Another runner in scoring position now with one out for Zach Arnold. First pitch to him, and this hit on the ground is short. Runner holds. Baez scoops, fires to first, low throw, but a good backhanded pick by Suero to record the second out. So one pitch is all Diaz needs to get the second out. Brings up Jordan Vyers, who went off last night. Vyers. Hitting at 207 in eight games, 6 for 29, no homers, no RBI. 2 for 4 on Sunday, first pitch cut on and missed. Good changeup. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn tonight wearing the road grays. Brooklyn in blue script across the chest, blue numerals front and back with an orange border. Hediger leads off second. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Another changeup down and away, and the count quickly 0-2. Blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Diaz. Blue piping along the side of them. Silver and black cleats buried into the stadium mound. The 0-2 pitch up and away and the count 1-2. Blue cap, blue bill with the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. Hediger leads off second with two out. No score as time called by Vyers. Vyers has reached in four straight games, four for his last 16. Struggled after joining Jersey Shore at the tail end of last season, hit just 180. Not over 27 games. At the belt, the 1-2 pitch inside and low with a changeup. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Diaz working himself back to full health after Tommy John surgery caused him to miss all of 2023. No longer a Mets top 30 prospect, but he continues what he started this year. That won't be the case for long. The 2-2, and Vyers gets it off the hands, pops it in the air behind the plate. Hernandez ditches the mask on the grass, makes the two-handed catch to end the inning. So nothing comes of the one-out double from Caden Hediger, and the side retired. No runs, a hit. One man left at the end of two. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, scoreless game here in New Jersey. Sun trying to peek its way back through the haze on this Wednesday night. Maybe a little bit chillier than it was an evening ago here down by the shore. But another beautiful night for baseball. Certainly a step in the right direction after the first couple of weeks of this 2025 campaign. Cyclones return home a week from yesterday. They'll open up that series against Wilmington, 6 o'clock next Tuesday night. That because of the afternoon game, 11 a.m. on Tuesday the 30th, final day of the month of April, with the Cyclones coming up at home. So we go to the third. Brooklyn still looking for their first base runner. Ronald Hernandez will lead off. McFarland from the first base side, the pitch. And Hernandez takes a fastball at 95 on the outer half. It's 0-1. Hernandez trying to snap an 0-for-11 slide at the plate. Was 0-for-3 last night. Just 5-for-40 to start the season. The 0-1. And Hernandez pulls his head out on a good changeup. And it's quickly 0-2. Hernandez No homers, six runs batted in, just 1-for-20 on this road trip. I'm telling you before, Jersey Shore wearing the baby blues with royal blue sleeves. Orange numerals on the back with that, rather yellow numerals on the back with that bucket wearing crab logo on the front left-hand side of the chest. The 0-2 to Hernandez misses up and away, tried another off-speed pitch. And it's 1-2 now on Ronalds. Red and gold piping down the collar. And the front of the jersey, white pants down to the ankles for McFarland. Red and blue piping along the side of those. The 1-2. And he bounces a slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Dirt-stained white New Balance cleats. Kicked into the stadium mound. Red cap, red bill. With the surfboard sporting crab logo on the front. The 2-2 pitch. Hernandez line drive left field. And that's down in front of Viers for a base hit. So that ends the 0-for-11 for Ronald Hernandez. And Brooklyn has a leadoff man on to start the third inning. McFarland entered play today, giving up the eighth most hits in the league at 14. Not just the first base runner Brooklyn has manufactured here today. And that'll bring up Nick Roselli, who had off last night. Had an RBI on Sunday, also walked, was 0-for-2. First pitch to him. And this one hit in the air, right center field. Back into his left, Heredia. Speeding up by the warning track, reaches out by the provided bank signage and makes the catch. That ball just kept on carrying and carrying out to the right of dead center field. And Nick Roselli coming just a few inches short of his first high A home run. Didn't miss by much. Hit it well. Another hard hit out for Brooklyn in this ballgame. So one on and one out. That'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Has not played since Saturday. 1-for-3 with a walk in that game. Snapped an 0-for-13. Throw over to first and Hernandez dives back. De Los Santos, 4-for-19 at the plate. No homers, two runs batted in. Right arm dangling at McFarland's side as he gets the sign. Third baseman DeMartini playing even with the bag on the lip of the grass. First pitch to Jeffrey. There's a fastball on the outside corner. 94 that time from McFarland. It's 0-1. McFarland was highly regarded out of high school. He's from the Virgin Islands, but attended high school in Cornelia, Georgia, was a 25th round pick of the Cardinals, but didn't sign. As De Los Santos swings at the 0-1, puts it in the air left field, and into his right is Viers near the line, makes the catch for the second out. As Hernandez retreats back to first. So one on, one out, and back to the top of the order in Carson Bench. And a missed opportunity there for Jeffrey was just late on a center cut fastball at 94. So here is Benj, hit a rocket line drive that Eduardo Lopez chased down in his first at-bat. And McFarland working himself back from Tommy John. First pitch, Benj takes in by the knees, 1-0. Reportedly adding about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle over the course of his Tommy John rehab. Phillies certainly think he's someone that is still under the radar, even though he is a top 20 prospect. The 1-0, and Benj laid on the fastball at 94. And the count of ball and a strike. One on, two out, no score, top three. His fastball is up to 99 this spring. Haven't seen him hit that tonight. The pitch to Benj. There's a fastball low at 92. It's 2-1. Really started incorporating a two-seam fastball. It also sort of works as a sinker. It's a lot of arm side run away from lefties into righties. 2-1 to Benj. And this inside by the kneecaps. It's 3-1. It's really good spin on that slurvy slider. Sort of makes it look like a power curveball. A 3-1. And Benj takes outside ball four. So McFarland issues his first walk tonight. And Brooklyn now with two on and two out for Jesus Baez. Popped out to second in his first plate appearance today. Baez started slow. And has started to pick up some steam. 5 for his last 13. Started 0 for 12 to start his tenure with the Cyclones this season. Mets number 3 prospect by Baseball America. Number 8 by MLB Pipeline. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Baez, and he challenges him with the heat. And Baez late. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Another guy coming back from injury. A torn meniscus on July the 3rd last year on Coney Island. A look at second. The one strike pitch. And Baez, another pop-up. In the infield, who's calling for it? Everyone converging. Third baseman taking charge. And DeMartini missed it. DeMartini missed it at the very top of the pitcher's mound. Now they've got the runner at first in a rundown. Runner breaking from third to the plate. Benj will score. Throw to second base. Not in time. A two-run drop fly ball at the very top of the pitcher's mound by Carson DeMartini. And Brooklyn, with hustling on the bases, take a 2-0 lead. And cheering up and down the Brooklyn third base dugout. Hernandez scores from second. Baez got into a rundown. The throw home by the first baseman Arnold was not in time. Benj got in there with a head first slide. And by the time they threw down his second base, it was too late. And Baez is in there standing up. I have no idea how they'll score that, but that was hit into the Bermuda Triangle, proverbially right in the middle of the diamond. And nobody could make the play as Eli Serrano takes outside for ball one. I do not envy our official scorer tonight. That is Joe Erickson. The pitch, and Serrano pulls this one. A foul ball down the first base line. Oh, that went just to the right of the first base bag. About an inch or two before the base. So that will go down as a straight two-run error at third by DeMartini. The 0-1 pitch, and Serrano takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count quickly 0-2. So Baez pops it up, with Brooklyn able to take the lead. It's actually a 1-2 to Serrano. The righty fires, and Eli fouls it back off the hands. And the count remains 1-2. Jacob Reimer waiting on deck. A couple of unearned runs against McFarland here in the third as Brooklyn takes their first lead of the series. The righty deals. And Serrano takes outside. The count evens 2-2. McFarland up at 36 pitches now. This is most laborious inning so far, through 56 in his last start, 61 the start before that. So not exactly like he's near the high water mark for the season. The 2-2, and Serrano pulls this on the ground at first. Picked up on the forehand by Arnold. And he'll step on the bag to end the inning. But Brooklyn takes advantage of a costly E5. Two runs, one hit, one error, one man left. At the end of 2.5, Brooklyn leads 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hi, this is Carson Benge, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
So, two unearned runs against Alex McFarland in the third inning, allowing Brooklyn to take a 2-0 lead. Yoel Diaz back to the mound for the Cyclones. Some great base running by Carson Benge, allowing the Cyclones to score a second run on that error in the infield. It was a tough spot for DeMartini to make that catch. I mean, he was literally standing on the rubber when that ball was coming down. Raylan Heredia, then the top of the lineup, due up for Jersey Shore. Righty batter against the righty pitcher. First pitch to Heredia. Hops in there for ball one. Heredia did not play last night. 1-for-4 on Sunday, hitting at .333 on the year. 10-for-30, no homers, 10 RBI. Phillies number 25 prospect entering the season, according to Baseball America. The 1-0, and a curveball misses over the head of everybody. All the way to the backstop, and the count 2-0. Heredia, just 21 years old, has some loud tools. Considered to have the best outfield arm in the Florida State League last year, the 2-0. Is a fastball, strike 2-1. Dealt with injury last year. Caused him to play only 70 games. But still hit a career high in homers. The 2-1 pitch. And Heredia pulls this one wide of third, of foul ball. And the count 2-2. Heredia, Rincon, DeMartini, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Infield somewhat playing to the pull side. Suero the most extreme at first. The pitch, and Heredia, a little swinging bunt up the first base line. That will stay foul on the grass. And it remains at 2-2. Lights on here at the stadium. No action in the Jersey Shore bullpen, so it certainly looks like Alex McFarland will come back out for his fourth inning of work for the first time this season. Here's the 2-2. Curveball fouled into the seats. It remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz, those toes pointed towards the third base dugout, the 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike 3 called. No argument from Heredia. He's expecting something off speed, got the heater. And Diaz has his second strikeout tonight, one away in the third for Brian Rincon in the top of the Jersey Shore lineup. Rincon fouled out to the catcher in his first at-bat today. First pitch to him. And Rincon early on the off speed, lost the top hand on the swing. It's 0-1, but Rincon, not the most physically imposing player on this Jersey Shore roster, as he chases another changeup in the dirt. And the count 0-2. 5'11, 197 pounds. Phillies GM Preston Mattingly commending his pitch recognition, saying, extremely advanced for his age, does a great job making contact, and we saw that last night. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out, couldn't make contact against Diaz there. A bevy of swings and misses, all three changeups from the 21-year-old. Back-to-back strikeouts for Yoel, he's got three tonight. And there are two out now in the third for Carson DeMartini. DeMartini made that costly error an inning ago, grounded out to short, and is only at bat today. First pitch to him, hit foul towards the third base dugout. It's 0-1. DeMartini entering play today, fourth in the league in on-base percentage, tied for sixth, and hit by pitches. The 0-1, outside and low, a ball and a strike. Look at it from an analytical standpoint. Arguably been the best player on this Jersey Shore roster. Seventh in the league in batting average and balls in play. Top 10 in WRC+. Woba as well, as that bounces in there in the count 2-1. 14th Phillies prospect by Baseball America. Did some work to change his swing in his first offseason as a pro ball player. The 2-1 from Diaz, and this off the hands, back to the screen. It's 2-2. DeMartini did struggle with the strikeouts during his final year at Virginia Tech last year, but the swing change reportedly unlocking more contact from him. Did have a reputation as someone who had a lot of heavy in-zone whiff percentage numbers. The 2-2, and this a foul ball off the mitt of Hernandez. Remains at 2-2, and we've already seen DeMartini in this game foul off a grand total of 7 pitches against Diaz. Has yet to swing and miss. Base is empty, 2 out, the 2-2. Inside and low, full count. Devin Saltabon waiting on deck. This is also DeMartini's second year back after shoulder surgery. Limited him in the 2023 college season. Required labrum surgery after that campaign. Base is empty, a full count. The pitch from Diaz. And there's the swing and a miss from DeMartini. Chased the breaking ball down. And Diaz strikes out the side in order in the third. What a shutdown inning from the 21-year-old right-hander. Brooklyn puts up a pair of the top half. And Diaz responds by striking out all three in the bottom half. We head to the fourth here from Shoretown Ballpark. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well, all the Pride Night giveaways, in addition to 2 beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
McFarland working into the fourth inning. For the first time this season, Jacob Reimer, Boston Barrow, Chris Suero. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors. They have left 1. Jersey Shore, 0 runs, 1 hit, 1 error. They have left 2. First pitch to Reimer. And there's a slider on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Reimer ground out to short and is only at bat today. Long, lanky right-hander works from the first base side. Here comes the one-strike pitch to Jacob. And has to jump out of the way of a slider in. And the count 1-1. He talked a lot about the pitching lab for the Mets down in Port St. Lucie and how that has improved really the pitching staff in the organization from single A to the major leagues as Reimer takes a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. But Reimer might be the biggest success story so far from the hitting lab down in Port St. Lucie. Reimer telling us last week that they really completely overhauled his swing at the beginning of the offseason last year, the 1-2, as Reimer swings and misses strike three. Good fastball down and away at 95. And McFarland picks up the strikeout, his second, one away in the fourth. Couldn't show it there. Reimer explaining what he saw to his teammates as he walks back into the third base dugout. Given the scouting report, here's Boston Barrow. Flied out to center in his first trip. First toss from McFarland across for a strike. And the count 0-1. Barrow off to a bit of a slower start this season, but California kid, even though with the Boston given name, getting used to playing in this kind of weather this time of year as Barrow takes high. It's a ball and a strike. Barrow is committed to UCLA before signing with the Mets in the eighth round. Mets, big believer in him, gave him over $500,000 more than the selected slot bonus. The 1-1 up and in with a fastball, two balls and a strike. But as you might imagine, that name Boston coming from his family roots in the city on his dad's side. Barrow's father, a big fan of Boston sports teams. And thus the name Boston Barrow. Works well with the alliteration as is fouled off the glove of the catcher Hediger. It's 2-2. And at Capistrano Valley High School, they've produced some major leaguers over the years. The Angels' Kyle Hendricks, now with the Yankees' Tyler Matzik. Former Cyclone catcher Jake Ortega, all coming out of the same program in California. Well, Boston's enjoyed making the adjustments to this higher level to start the year, breaking camp with an opening day roster for the first time as a pro as well. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Looked like it might have been the changeup that time for McFarland. Sort of felt like the bottom fell out of it. Based on the spin, I'm going to guess that one was the slider, though. 2,700 RPMs as McFarland picks up back-to-back strikeouts. He now has three tonight. And two out in the fourth for Chris Suero. Rounded out to the pitcher in his only at-bat. Righty's first toss, and Suero chases one off the plate away. And the count 0-1. Base is empty, two out, 2-0. Brooklyn, top of the fourth. And despite the smoke stinging the inside of your nostrils, a pretty beautiful night here in South Jersey. Suero checks his swing, did go around, says the home plate umpire. It's 0-2. Our umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Tatum Littleton. Dominic Romero on the bases today. So McFarland trying to follow Diaz. He struck out three. Out of three faced in the third, McFarland a pitch away from doing the same here in the fourth. The 0-2, swing and a miss, he does. Got him on the slider away, and if that's the last pitch thrown by Alex McFarland tonight, the best outing of the season for the 23-year-old right-hander, two unearned runs over four innings. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fourth. We head to the home half of the inning. 3-4-5 due up for Jersey Shore. On the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of Baseball on the Boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Yoel Diaz back to the mound. Jersey Shore's bullpen, as we surmise, starting to come to life out in right field. McFarland threw four innings for the first time this year. 3-4-5 due up for Jersey Shore. Saltavan, Lopez, and Ware. And Lopez funnels a fastball on the outside corner. Saltavan swings and misses. And the count 0-1. The one strike pitch, another fastball, this time fouled off in the box. And Diaz quickly in the driver's seat, 0-2. Saltavan hit by a pitch back in the first inning. As time called at home plate. Get you a look around the South Atlantic League here in the bottom of the fourth inning on this Wednesday night. Sky starting to clear a little bit from the third base side. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, a frisbee sweeper from Yoel Diaz up and out of the zone. Four consecutive strikeouts for the 21-year-old. And the leadoff man retired in the fourth, one out. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. We were telling you about him before. He made out on a flyout to center in the first. Lopez, no stranger to the South Atlantic League, actually played against Brooklyn 2 years ago. As the first pitch, he sees in the dirt, 1-0. Lopez, a selection by the Phillies in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft back in December from the Red Sox. Played the last 2 years in Greenville in the league. Is this a line drive right field and down in front of Benj for a base hit? Just the second hit of the night for Jersey Shore as Eduardo Lopez aboard. And the Blue Claws now with one on and one out. Brings up Bryson Ware, who struck out in his first trip. Only one other final score so far tonight in the South Atlantic League. That was a matinee today down in Kentucky. Greensboro, a 6-1 victory. They're now 13-4 on the year. First pitch taken down and away, 1-0. And let the complaints start to roll in again as Greensboro continues to beat up on the South Division. Have only played one series against the North. That was last week at home against the Blue Claws. The 1-0 from Diaz. And Ware takes low a changeup. And it's two balls and no strikes. The Greensboro a 6-1 win. Two home runs in that ballgame. From Javier Rivas. Swing and a miss at the 2-0 from Ware. Two balls and a strike. Rivas now a league best six home runs on the season. Righty at the belt. 2-1 pitch. This foul towards the third base line. And the count evens 2-2. Everything else in the league in progress right now. Asheville and Hudson Valley playing a doubleheader. Hudson Valley entered play today, second place in the North Division. A half game back of Greensboro, a game and a half ahead of Brooklyn. They trail 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kobe Morales, a home run for the Renegades. The 2-2, down and in, a full count. Drew Vogel hit his first of the year for Asheville. Tough start for Ben Hess, he walked six. Game two coming up after that. Carlos LaGrange against Manuel Urias. The payoff runner goes. This bounced foul up the third baseline. In and out of the Brooklyn third base dugout. We'll do it again. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Jersey Shore's bullpen up and working down the right field line. That is Luke Russo. The 3-2 runner goes again, and this guide in the air. Out into shallow left center field. In and to his left is De Los Santos. And he'll make the catch down by his chest as Lopez retreats to first. So Diaz wins the battle. And there's one on, two out now for Caden Hettiger. Hettiger doubled to right in his first at-bat. He is 1-for-1. Top of the fifth right now in North Carolina. Roman Winston-Salem are scoreless. Garrett Bauman for the Emperors. Lucas Gordon for the Dash. First pitch, and the lefty swinging Hettiger takes a changeup low for ball one. Bottom of the fourth in Delaware. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead on Wilmington. Michael Ferret against Riley Cornelia. Yoel's 1-0, and Hediger takes a strike at the knees, another off-speed pitch. And the count 1-1. Diaz, next pitch will be his 55th of the night. Threw 46 last time out, 53 in his first start. Season high is 57. Ball got loose from Brooklyn's bullpen. And finally, they're going to call time. Greg Brodzinski had his hands up in the third base coach's box as Brooklyn's bullpen comes to life down the left field line. The Jersey Shore bat boy came out of Brooklyn's dugout ready to make a play. And then as he crossed over from the warning track to the actual grass, realized time hadn't been called and just sort of froze in place. The 1-1 pitch, up and away, two balls and a strike. Only other game in the league tonight down in South Carolina, Hub City leading Greenville 3-2 in the third. Hub City already into their bullpen. Noah Dean making the start for the drive. Lopez at first with two out. Here's the 2-1. And Hediger brushed back up and in. Fastball that time from Diaz and the count 3-1. Brendan Gurton, the expected piggybacker, starting to get loose, as is Alfred Vega, in case someone is needed here in this fourth inning. So be Diaz's 57th pitch, the 3-1, and Hediger swings and misses, pulled his head out on the changeup. And the count 3-2. We've seen a heavy diet of changeups from Diaz here tonight. Can argue it's been his best pitch so far in this game. Runner will be off the 3-2 pitch. Hediger rips one in the air to right. Back and to his left is Bench, who makes the catch over his shoulder and then flings the ball onto some young fans on the berm as the side is retired. That might be one of the hardest balls hit we've seen tonight. Hediger again pulls one, but this time couldn't get it past Bench. Side retired. No runs, one hit, and one man left at the end of four. Brooklyn holding a 2-0 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Bullpen as we move to the fifth inning. Luke Russo taking over for Alex McFarland, who put together his best start of the season, was outstanding for Jersey Shore tonight. The only blemish for him, a drop pop-up in the third inning. Four innings, a season-high, two unearned runs, just one hit, a walk, a season-high, four strikeouts. Luke Russo, the new arm in. Russo, 6'5", 211 pounds. Russo, 24 years old from Howell, Michigan, will face off against the bottom third of the Brooklyn lineup in the fifth. First pitch, a cue ball foul towards the third base dugout, and the count 0-1. Hernandez singled to left in his only at-bat tonight. He has Brooklyn's only base hit. The 0-1, and Hernandez tied up inside. And the count quickly 0-2. Russo making his fourth appearance out of the bullpen. No record of 4.35 ERA. 10 hits and 10 in the third innings. 4 walks, 16 strikeouts. Finished last season with Jersey Shore in the rotation. Performed well at a 2.86 ERA. The 0-2 pitch, and Hernandez pulls it towards the first base dugout. will do it again at 0-2. Orlando Munoz is one of the Jersey Shore coaches, jokingly pointing to Hernandez. Hit it that way, directing it at the field of play. Hiding his eyes is Russo. Works from the first base side, the 0-2, and Hernandez pulls it on the ground at first. Picked up coming in by Arnold, who will take it to the back. And the leadoff man retired here in the fifth inning brings up Nick Roselli. Flied out to deep center in his first at-bat, but Russo former 16th round pick out of Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Riley kicks and comes home. First pitch to Roselli, a breaking ball inside, 1-0. Russo last pitched on Thursday night, gave up three runs on three hits and three and a third. Walked two, struck out five. The pitch, and Roselli takes a fastball at 91 on the inside corner. And the count 1-1. Bases empty, one out. 2-0 Brooklyn here in the top of the fifth. The pitch to Roselli, sails up and away. And the count 2-1 on the Brooklyn second baseman. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Once again, here down by the shore. Third baseman DeMartini off the line and in. The pitch. Roselli takes his strike. Down and in. He doesn't seem to agree with the call. Just barely clipped that lower inside quadrant. And it's two balls and two strikes. Roselli, a Long Island kid from Levittown, New York, about 34 miles east of Maimonides Park out on the island. A 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him on a back foot breaking ball. And Russo has his first strikeout tonight. And there are two down now in the fifth inning. So Jersey Shore pitching continuing to befuddle Brooklyn in this series. Still only one hit tonight for the Cyclones, despite the two-run lead. And now it's Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey flied out to left in his only at-bat so far today. Trying to spring a two-out rally. The pitch from Russo. And Jeffrey gets it in the air, third base side, a souvenir. A one-strike count on the Cyclones' left fielder. Russo setting at the waist, now brings his glove high. The pitch, and De Los Santos puts one in the air, right center field. In and to his left is Heredia calling for it and makes the catch over his left shoulder. And Russo comes out of the bullpen and starts strong. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fifth. Jersey Shore pitching has now retired seven in a row. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway home. Yoel Diaz's day done. Here comes Brendan Gurton. 2-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Sandbar called to the bullpen as he moved to the bottom of the fifth inning. Coney Island Sandbar open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Yoel Diaz, what another start for him. Four more shutout innings. He's thrown 15 2/3 shutout frames to start the season for Brooklyn tonight. Four innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, five strikeouts, hit a batter, 58 pitches, 38 strikes. We'll take a no decision tonight, but once again, he was exquisite. Brendan Gurton will take over. He'll face off against 7, 8, and 9 for Jersey Shore. First pitch, fastball at 94. And the count 0-1. Gurton, 6-1, 2-10. 23 years old from Gage, Oklahoma. The 0-1 pitch off the plate away with a fastball, 1-1. Arnold ground out to short in his only at-bat today. Right-hander fires, and that fastball up and in. And the count, 2-2. Numbers for Gurton so far this year, making his fourth appearance, second out of the bullpen. 2-1. Inside, 3-3. 0-1 record, an ERA of 5, has allowed 6 runs, 5 earned on 10 hits in 9 innings, has walked 7 and struck out 13. The 3-1 pitch, and Arnold sends it to the checkerboard screen. It's 3-2. That's 10th round pick last year out of Oklahoma, Ryan Lambert's college teammate. Last pitched in his start against Aberdeen on Thursday, went a season-high 3 1/3 innings. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Got him up the ladder with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And Gurton starts his night with a strikeout. One away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Gurton did allow a season-high 3 runs, 4 hits. Walked a season-high tying 3 in that ball game. Did strike out 4. As Jordan Viers will be the batter. First pitch to him, taken low. And the count 1-0. Gurton from the windup. 1-0 pitch, and Viers swings through the high cheese. And the count even 1-1. Viers popped up to the catcher in his first at-bat tonight. Time to get you our Coney Combos trivia question as well. The 1-1, and Viers lines this one right field. That down for a base hit. Bench to his left to cut it off. And Viers makes a wide turnaround first. Now thinks about going back to second base, but thinks better and goes back to first. There's a wild throw in from Bench, quickly trying to transfer and fire in. And Viers committed to going to second base out of the box. Might have had a chance to get there safely. But instead, he has a one-out single. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia. Struck out looking in his first at-bat tonight. But today's question is, entering today, Pete Alonso had 17 extra base hits in his first 24 games this season. First pitch, up and away, 1-0 to Heredia. That mark of 17 extra base hits in the first 24 games tied for the most extra base knocks through 24 games in Mets history. 1-0, down and away, 2-2. Who was Alonso tied with coming into play today? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. 2-0 from Gurton. And Heredia thought about a pitch up and in. Did not go on appeal. Says Romero, 3-0. Gurton. Trying to regain command of the zone. The 3-0. Low and away, ball 4. He walked him. So Jersey Shore with 2 on and 1 out. And that'll bring up Brian Rincon. That has been one of Gurton's issues so far this season, has been command. Trying to get that under control. A lot of moving parts in his delivery. He works from the windup. He'll take a step back towards the second base side of the rubber before curling his body around to make a bid towards home plate. His whip coming into play today, just under 2 at 1.89. So good opportunity for Jersey Shore here in the fifth inning as Brian Rincon steps in. Rincon so far tonight 0-2 has popped up to the catcher and struck out. Gerton fiddling with the ball in his right hand. Dangles at his side. First pitch, and Rincon takes a slider inside. Didn't miss by much in the count 1-0. Rests Zach Love on his front left hip. Now the 1-0. And Rincon taking all the way, watches a strike knee high. And it's even 1-1. Gerton, four-seam fastball, has a cutter slash slider that he can manipulate depending on what he wants to do with it. Also works in a sweeper. The 1-1. And Rincon can't connect at the cutter down and in. And Gerton jumps ahead. One ball and two strikes. Last pitched out of the bullpen in game one of the doubleheader against Hudson Valley on April the 12th. The 1-2. And Rincon slaps this one left side. Past the diving glove of Baez, a base hit. Here comes Byers to the plate. The throw home up the third base line. And not in time. It's an opposite field RBI single for Brian Rincon. His second RBI of the series, his sixth of the year. And Jersey Shore has cut Brooklyn's lead in half. It's now 2-1. Just a soft ground ball where Brooklyn's defense was not positioned. Baez a good bid to try and make a play on it. But after the leadoff man struck out, a single, a walk, and a single. And now the Blue Claws have the tying run in scoring position. And the go-ahead run at first base for Carson DeMartini. 0-2 tonight. And he swings, and it's a dribbler off his foot back towards the mound. Ball got away from Gerton, but DeMartini will pop back up. He'll have a one-strike count. And the Jersey Shore's training staff out to take a look at him. That is Peter Walakiewicz coming out to take a look. Third base coach and manager Greg Brodzinski coming down from his post to check in on DeMartini as well. 2-1 here in the fifth inning. Both of Brooklyn's runs on a drop pop-up by the man at the plate. Already at second, Rincon at first, as this one hit in the air, center field coming on. Unable to get there is Serrano. It's down for a base hit. Here comes Heredia to the plate. The throw home, the tag by Hernandez, and they got him. Heredia went in standing up. The throw went up the third base line. Hernandez picked it up off the dirt and lunged forward to apply the tag on Heredia. And Serrano, another outfield assist for him, and that keeps Brooklyn in the lead. What a big throw by Serrano. 8-2, the out at the plate. Runners remain at first and second for Devin Saltabon. It's softly enough for that ball to dunk in, but Serrano, another outstanding throw. And once again, he cuts down a runner on the bases. Now it's Devin Saltabon, and his first pitch seen, a strike, and the count 0-1. For Serrano, that is fourth outfield assist of the season. He has four of Brooklyn's eight. The 0-1, hit on the ground up the third base line, and it's 0-2. Rincon at second, DeMartini at first. Brooklyn nursing a 2-1 lead. Gerton fires. Popped up right side. Out is Suero and Roselli in the right fielder bench. He's calling for it. Makes the catch over his right. Bright blue cap, and the inning is over. But the Blue Claws pull closer. They pick up a run on three hits. Two men left on base, but Brooklyn maintains the lead thanks to Eli Serrano's fourth outfield assist of the year. We head to the sixth, 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well, all the Pride Night giveaways, in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Two-one game as we move to the sixth inning. Brooklyn, a 2-1 advantage. Luke Russo retired the Cyclones in order in the fifth. Benj Baez Serrano, the three scheduled to bat. Also get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the night as well for the answer. Later on in this sixth inning, Carson Benj has lined out to right and walked tonight. 0-1 officially. First pitch from Russo is a breaking ball inside for ball one. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight. Pete Alonso entered play today. 17 extra base hits in his first 24 games, tied for the most by a Mets player through the first 24 games in franchise history as Benj fouls it out of play to the left. And the count 1-1. Our question today is, who was Alonso tied with? Our good friend the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in with a guess from Queens of Mike Piazza, which is a good guess, but it was not Mike Piazza. 1-1 up and away, two balls and a strike. Give you a hint at the end of this half inning. Breaking ball ripped towards second, and a leaping catch made by Saltamont for the out. More of the same for Carson Benj. He just continues to blast line drives across the diamond, and they keep finding players' mitts. We saw it happen in the first inning on a line drive that was run down by Eduardo Lopez. It happens again here on a 103-mile-an-hour line drive caught by a leaping Saltamont. And there's one out of the sixth inning. Brings up Jesus Baez 0-2, and he swings at the first pitch, hits it off the hands to short. Coming on to his left, Rincon makes the play across, two out. So five up, five down to start the night for Russo. Same way it started for Alex McFarland. Brooklyn still only has one hit, and here comes Eli Serrano the third. But our clue for you will be that this player that Alonso tied did at one point in their career put on a Cyclones uniform, just like Alonso. Won't tell you how he did it, but he did it. And Serrano takes down and away for ball one. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Lakewood, New Jersey, the 1-0. And Serrano fouls it behind the plate in the count 1-1. Jacob Reimer would be next. Series continues tomorrow night at 6:35. Be that way tomorrow and Friday as well. The 1-1 at the knees. It's 1-2. Another breaking ball from Russo. Zach Thornton will get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow. Mavis Graves, the left-hander for Jersey Shore. A 1-2 coming. Fastball up and away, two balls and two strikes. Russo doesn't throw particularly hard. That last fastball hovering around 90. The wind up, the 2-2 pitch. And Serrano takes low. The count runs full. Russo, a great career at Eastern Michigan. especially his final season. The payoff pitch, and Serrano takes one on the inside corner, strike three called. Thought he had ball four, plays the bat down, but Russo strikes him out looking. Second time Serrano down on strikes tonight. Second straight 1-2-3 inning for Russo. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Heart of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn a 2-1 lead on the Cyclones radio network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, for a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn trying to protect a 2-1 lead. Brendan Gurton back to the mound. How about the start tonight for former Cyclone Alan Winans, now in the Yankees organization, pitching tonight for AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Look at it. First 11 batters, he struck out 10 of them. Struck out the first six batters of the game in order, issued a walk, and then struck out the next four in a row. Not a shabby start for the former Brooklyn Cyclone. Now in the organization, Frostburrow's first pitch of the inning to Eduardo Lopez, tried to check his swing, could not. He offered at the offering inside, and the count 0-1. Lopez one for two with a base hit. Ware and Hediger to follow in the inning. The 0-1, and Lopez, a grounder, back up the middle through the legs of Gurton and past the sliding Baez into center field, a base hit. Went right through the legs of Brendan Gurton trying to field his position. And Baez couldn't make the play. And so Lopez on with a leadoff base hit. One on, one out for Bryson Ware, has struck out and flied to left tonight. He is 0 for 2. Coney Combo's trivia question here tonight. Roddy fires, and Ware takes a fastball on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Question today was, Pete Alonso entered play today, 17 extra base hits in his first 24 games. That was tied for the most extra base hits through 24 games in Mets history. The pitch, and a hanging slider. It sort of looked like it froze midair as Ware swung through it. It's no balls and two strikes. Question today was, who was Alonso tied with? Mentioned that this person did put on a Cyclones uniform at some point, whether it be as an active roster player, a rehabber, or a coach. Set at the letters, the 0-2. And doesn't get him to chase off the plate away. One ball and two strikes. Our good friend the Wolf, David Pecoraro, initially guessed Mike Piazza, followed up with former Cyclone skipper Howard Johnson. Hojo, it was not Hojo either. The 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three called, and Ware knew it. Just put his head down and started walking. So Brendan Gurton records the first out of the sixth inning. His second strikeout tonight, one away for Caden Hediger. Hit the ball hard both times, a double to right and a line out to right to end the inning. We'll wait a little while longer to give you the answer, but it wasn't Piazza, wasn't Hojo. Someone who I saw play. That'll be another hint. The pitch misses high. Fastball that time to Hediger, 1-0. Brooklyn, two runs, one hit, no errors. They have left one. Jersey Shore, one run, six hits, an error. They have left five. Gerton's 1-0. Way inside by the shins. Hopping out of the way, Hediger. Two balls, no strikes. And another guess from the Wolf, Edgardo Alfonso, who was with the Cyclones last week. We had him as part of one of our questions a week ago, but it's not Fonzie either. 2-0, up and away, three balls and no strikes. Was after the Edgardo Alfonso era for the New York Mets. Sort of a weird legacy for this player in Mets history. The 3-0 pitch. At the knees with a fastball, 3-1. Gerton in and out of the zone a bit tonight. 18 of 30 pitches have been strikes. On a battle back from behind, 3-0 against Hediger. Spin and a throwback to first. And Lopez dives back safely. Brooklyn, both their runs on a drop pop-up. In the third, Jersey Shore scored theirs on a Rincon single an inning ago. At the letters, here comes the 3-1. Inside by the shoelaces, ball four. So Gerton issues his second walk of the night. And again, the Blue Claws with two on against him. Two on, one out. Tying run now in scoring position for Zach Arnold, who's 0 for 2. So milling about by Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Nobody really looking to make a bid to throw just yet, but a lot of calisthenics, a lot of arm circles standing about by the Cyclone left field pen. Lopez at second, Hediger at first, his time called by Hernandez. Second baseman Roselli holds on the runner. The pitch, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Hernandez, the count 0-1. Another guess from our friend David Pecoraro of Jason Bay was not Jason Bay. I'm glad that this player did play alongside Jason Bay. A one strike pitch in the dirt through the legs of Hernandez. Lopez thought about it. It was just behind Ronald. No chance for Lopez there. One ball and one strike. Jordan Vyers waiting on deck. Lopez singled. He's at second. Hediger walked. He is at first. Wind blowing from right to left right now. 1-1. And this popped in the air towards us. And over the roof out towards the front entrance to the stadium, a ball and two strikes. And we do have the right answer for tonight's trivia question. 1-2. Slider down and away, two balls and two strikes. The correct answer, Carlos Beltran. Did it in 2009, 17 extra base hits through his first 24 games. Guy with sort of a weird history for the Mets as Arnold fouls it back. It remains 2-2. Because statistically, he's really one of the best free agent signees the Mets ever had. Traded him away at the end of his tenure for Zach Wheeler, who provided some lift to the rotation for several years before he left for the Phillies in free agency. The 2-2 popped up first base side. Suero into foul ground by the coach's box on the grass, now drifting back onto the dirt. Makes the catch for out number two. Beltran really had so many great moments with the Mets, but the only one anyone remembers is him striking out against Adam Wainwright on one of the filthiest 12-6 curveballs any one of us has ever seen to end that gut-wrenching 2006 NLCS. Now that season Beltran had in 06 was really one of the best offensive seasons in Mets history. guy that probably at some point should be inducted into the Mets Team Hall of Fame. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball blown by Vyers. It's 0-1. He's one for two with a base hit tonight. Beltran now a member of the Mets front office again. You remember he was the manager for a brief period of time, but got let go after everything came out with the Astros scandal. As Vyers bouncing ball to first, picked up by Suero. Underhand flip to Gerton, race to the bag, and Brendan beats him for the final out of the sixth inning. So Brendan bends, but does not break in the sixth for Jersey Shore. No runs a hit. Two men left to the seventh. We go 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here. Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Luke Rosso has been outstanding for Jersey Shore through his first two innings. Six batters retired. 2-1 Brooklyn. They've been one hit through six innings tonight, but they have the lead. Cyclones will send the heart of the lineup to the plate. Reimer, Barrow, and Suero. Three scheduled to bat against Russo, who has thrown just 22 pitches over two innings tonight. Jacob Reimer has grounded out to short and struck out swinging in this ballgame. 0-2 officially. Russo from the wind, his first pitch, and a swing and a miss. And the breaking ball away in the count 0-1. I don't know if this is just coincidence or not, but nightfall starting to arrive here in Lakewood, New Jersey. That's a pitch to Reimer, hit sharply on the ground. Nice play by Rincon, reaching to his left. Spinning throw to first from the outfield grass in time, one out. And Jacob Reimer, all he can do is take his helmet off and tip his cap to the shortstop, Rincon, who made an outstanding play for the first out of the inning. Another one hit hard by Reimer. That one triple digits off the bat, but nothing to show for it. But what we were saying is nightfall has arrived, the dark night sky. The first pitch here to Boston Barrow taken for a strike 0-1. But normally on a day like this, you'd imagine maybe they put too much charcoal on the grill here at Shortown Ballpark and some smoke wafting. As Barrow swings and misses at a breaking ball down, it's 0-2. But you can start to see what I would imagine is some trails of that smoke coming from the wildfire about 15 some odd miles south of here in Lakewood. As Barrow sends it off to the left out of play, it remains 0-2. Sort of been able to smell it throughout the course of the game today. The 0-2 pitch. Barrow takes a fastball outside of the count of ball and two strikes. Chris Suero waiting on deck. Base is empty, one out in the seventh. Cyclones in front, 2-1. But it is noticeable looking up at the lights and towards the left field line right now. The 1-2 pitch, Barrow pulls it foul off the tarp. And towards the Blue Claw bullpen, it remains a ball and two strikes. It is certainly something that We thought we left in 2023, but alas, not. Far from the first game, Brooklyn has played with air quality issues as Barrow swings and misses at the breaking ball, strike three. Eight up, eight down for Luke Russo out of the bullpen tonight. That is third strikeout. And there are two away now in the seventh for Suero, who is 0 for 2. Suero has grounded to the pitcher and struck out tonight. Jersey Shore at the bottom of the inning will send 9-1 and 2 to the plate against Girton. The righty delivers, and Suero checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did on appeal, says the base umpire Romero. And the count 0-1. Now, this is about as noticeable the smoke has been since yesterday evening. As Suero, a foul tip in and out of the glove of the catcher. Hediger, it's 0-2. Russo, just everything he throws right now is moving in some direction, up, down, left, right. The Cyclones have just been unable to figure him out, really been unable to figure out Jersey Shore's pitching staff so far in this series. You look at it yesterday, Brooklyn's offense didn't have a plethora of hits, only five of them, only six so far in the series. The 0-2 pitch, and Suero fouls it off his front leg before it rolls fair. And so the count remains at 0-2. Hopefully everybody okay across the areas here in South Jersey. The 0-2 pitch. Suero lunging for that, fouls it behind the dish, will do it again. You read about it from NewJersey.com. It's now over 12,500 acres across Ocean County. 40% of it was contained as of 4 p.m., but this is still one of the biggest fires in New Jersey over the last two decades. The 0-2 outside. One ball and two strikes. It's officially known as the Jones Road Wildfire. Started in the Greenwood Wildlife Management Area Tuesday morning. With 3,000 evacuations already here in South Jersey as Hediger looking at his mitt. And he will trade gloves, I believe, there with Luke Davis. And he'll head back behind the plate before a 1-2 pitch. Closed down a 17-mile stretch of the Garden State Parkway in both directions as well for several hours, the 1-2. And Suero bounces it foul up the third base line. We'll do it again. The 1-2. Up and away with a fastball, two balls and two strikes. Apparently the evacuation orders were lifted this morning. Only 20 structures were still threatened by the fire, according to the fire service. The 2-2. Suero takes a breaking ball inside, nearly hit him. And from an 0-2 count to a full count on the Cyclones first baseman. The 3-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider away. Suero asking the home plate umpire Littleton whether or not he swung at a strike. Well, what an effort from Luke Russo so far. He strikes out two out of three in the inning. He's punched out four tonight and has retired all nine he has faced. Stretch time here in Lakewood. Brendan Girton back to work. 2-1 Cyclones are score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for
for just $25. A special Friday ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brendan Gurton back to the mound. Brooklyn trying to protect a 2-1 lead. Raylan Heredia, Brian Rincon, Carson DeMartini, 9-1-2. Due up for Jersey Shore in the frame. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday night. Brooklyn trying to follow suit like their parent affiliate and beat a Phillies club here today. What a thrilling game at Citi Field. The Mets outlasting the Phillies in 10, a perfect 7-0 homestand. They sweep the Phillies. They swept four games from the Cardinals. First pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Heredia behind 0-1. Heredia has struck out and walked. That walk in his first trip against Gurton. Alrighty, holds his glove by his chest, steps back, curls out, comes home, and misses outside at 94. It's a ball and a strike. We mentioned that today's trivia question, we phrased it as entering today, not including today. The 1-1, down and away, two balls and a strike. And that because the Mets and Pete Alonso, more extra base hits, had the game-tying RBI double in the 10th. And would score on Starling Marte's game winner. 2-1. Chased a pitch up and in at 93. It's two balls and two strikes. The break even. Foul back to the screen. And it's still 2-2 on Raylan Heredia. It has been a lot of fun to see the start to the season Pete Alonso has had. Not just with the power, but in every facet of his game. The 2-2 pitch. Bounced a breaking ball. And it's now full, three balls and two strikes. And look at it. Alonso has really been the Mets' best player, even including Lindor. Seventh in the league in average. Tied for the league lead in RBI. Fourth in on-base percentage. Second in slugging. Second in OPS. Tied for seventh in hits, leading the lead in doubles. This one hit the center, but right at Serrano. Takes a step back and squeezes the line drive for out number one in the seventh inning. Back to the top of the lineup in Brian Rincon, an RBI single on his last at-bat. Leads the majors in extra base hits. Interestingly, you look at the league leaders. Lindor isn't in the top 10 in anything right now. Just kind of surprising considering the way he started this year as Rincon takes a strike. It's 0-1. Not that I've scoured over every number he's put up this season as that one inside 1-1 to Rincon. Still hitting 309, 5 homers, 14 RBIs, and 869 OPS. The 1-1 pitch. Down and in, two balls and a strike. Brooklyn's bullpen about to get gearing up again down the left field line in a one-run game in the seventh. Here's the 2-1. Up and away, three balls and a strike. But you think about it for the Mets. They're now 18-7. They're 11 games over 500. They have the best record in Major League Baseball. And there have been big components still missing. 3-1, hit in the air to center, sending Serrano back into his lap. Turns around, makes the catch over his right shoulder. Two out. So a couple of hard hit balls to center in the inning, but two out. And that'll bring up Carson DeMartini, 1-for-3 with a base hit. But the Mets still haven't seen Juan Soto really get hot. The righty comes home. First pitch, fastball up and away, 1-0. You combine that with the fact that Francisco Alvarez and Jeff McNeil have played a combined zero games so far this year. The 1-0 pitch Low, two balls and no strikes. You add in the fact that Sean Manaea hasn't pitched yet. Frankie Montas on the IL. Combine all that together and the Mets still are 11 games over. 2-0. And DeMartini pops it in the air to right. Going back is Benj. Now calls for it. He'll make the catch by the bill of his blue cap before throwing it to some young fans on the berm so they can take home a souvenir. 1-2-3 goes Jersey Shore against Girton in the seventh. To the business end of this ball game. Top of the eighth we go. It's Brooklyn 2, Jersey Shore 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Luke Russo has been exquisite. The Cyclones haven't figured him out. One trip through the batting order. 9-9 down for the righty. Only one hit for Brooklyn through seven tonight, but their lead is one as well. 2-1 our score. Ronald Hernandez, Nick Roselli, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Ronald Hernandez has Brooklyn's only hit tonight. That was back in the third. First pitch to him. Is a breaking ball up and away for ball one. Brooklyn's bullpen was getting ready down the left field line. The 1-0 and a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch down and in. It's a ball and a strike. A smoky Wednesday night now here in South Jersey. You can see the haze hovering over the diamond. 1-1. Change up low. Two balls and a strike on Ronald. Maybe some stretching going on in the Jersey Shore right field bullpen, but outside of that, not a whole lot. This will be Russo's 42nd pitch. The 2-1. And Hernandez pulls this on the ground at first through the legs of the first baseman Arnold and onto the right field grass, and Hernandez is safe. That one went 5-0 on the first baseman Zach Arnold. And that should go down as the second error tonight for Jersey Shore. So Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on. Was hit 97 miles an hour, but still a play Arnold likely should make. And so it is indeed an E3. And now Nick Roselli has fly to center and struck out. Righty at the belt, the pitch, and Roselli takes a changeup upstairs for ball one. Take a look at the Mets affiliates on this Wednesday. The 1-0. Roselli takes down and in. Two balls, no strikes on the Brooklyn second baseman. But the Mets, we were talking about it just a few moments ago, that big come-from-behind victory against the Phillies, 4-3-10. The 2-0, there's a strike on the outer half, 2-1. Brett Beatty trying to plead his case to stay with the big league club. Mentioned no Alvarez, no McNeil yet for the Mets. That will change on Friday. They're expected to be activated for their series opener down in D.C. against the Nationals. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Couldn't hit the breaking ball. Count even at 2. Beatty hitting a two-run shot off Zach Wheeler. Spin and a throwback to first. Hernandez dives in safely. Hernandez does have 4 stolen bases this year. And how about the Brooklyn bullpen, or rather the Mets bullpen, I should say. 4 2/3 innings, only allowed the inherited runner to score in the 10th. 3 hits, 3 walks. Big leadoff first for Ronald. The 2-2 pitch up and away. Spun it too high and outside. And the count full on Roselli. Brooklyn 2, Jersey Shore 1 here in the top of the 8th. Triple-A Syracuse played a doubleheader today on the road in Worcester and lost both games by the same final score. The payoff pitch, and Roselli swings through a high fastball, strike 3. Russo with his 5th strikeout tonight. And there's one on, one out in the 8th for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey 0 for 2 tonight, a fly out to left, a fly out to center. But Syracuse lost game 1 5-4. Jeff McNeil went 2 for 4 with an RBI and a walk in that game. Alvarez did not play in game 1. First pitch to Jeffrey. Skied in the air, out to shallow center. Out is the shortstop Rincone. In and to his right, the center fielder Heredia, who bends his knees and makes the catch for out number 2. So one on, two out for Carson Bench, who has been robbed of a base hit twice tonight. Couple of line drives, one to right, one to second. He's also walked in this ball game. But Syracuse lost game 2 by a 5-4 final as well. John Singleton went deep. Francisco Alvarez went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts, but a good game for Drew Gilbert as that pitch misses inside and low, 1-0. Gilbert 2 for 3 with a double and a walk. Dom Hamill taking the loss today in that 5-4 defeat. The 1-0. And Benj takes a fastball on the inside corner. It's even at 1. Double A Binghamton right now going to the bottom of the 8th inning. They lead New Hampshire, the Blue Jays affiliate, 3-0. Ryan Clifford, a 2-run homer in the first, his 2nd of the year. How about Jack Weninger, though? 1-2. Fastball at the letters. Actually, rather the 1-1. Now it's 1-2 on Benj. Weninger, 5 innings, no runs, 4 hits, a walk, 10 strikeouts. He, Trey McLaughlin, and Hunter Parsons have combined on a 6-hit shutout with 15 Ks through 8 innings. The 1-2 to Benj, runner goes, is hit on the ground, back up the middle, base hit center field. Hernandez on his way to third, the throw there by Heredia, not in time, and because of that throw to third base, Benj will advance an extra 90 feet to second. Heads up base running there by Carson Benj. He finally gets one past the infield. Was a great effort by a sprawling Brian Rincone, who is left. But the hit and run works beautifully. A 107-mile-an-hour worm burner back up the middle. And Brooklyn now with second and third and 2 out here in the 8th inning. For Jesus Baez, and that will prompt a visit from Ryan Buchter, the pitching coach for Jersey Shore. Binghamton looking to improve to 9-6 on the year with a win tonight. And Jack Weninger lowering his ERA to .9 on the season. And it was a winner earlier today, though, for Single-A St. Lucie. They played a matinee at home against Daytona Reds affiliate. St. Lucie a 4-run sixth inning. They win 6-3. They're now 10-7 on the year. A.J. Ewing, Daverson Gutierrez, Vincent Perozzo, Trey Snyder all had RBIs. Kevin Villavicencio, a multi-hit game. And how about the start to the season for an undrafted free agent? The Mets signed last year out of Georgia, Chandler Marsh. St. Lucie to start the year. 7 appearances, 1-0, a spotless ERA as Baez swings and misses. It's 0-1. Baez 0-3 tonight. Marsh has thrown 9 2/3 scoreless innings. 1 walk, 14 strikeouts. The 0-1. Baez swings and misses at the breaking ball away. It's 0-2. But Marsh has yet to allow a hit this season. He has a whip of .1. It's safe to say the former Bulldog might be getting a plane ticket to Brooklyn in the coming weeks. Second and third, two out, the 0-2. Baez swings, puts it in the air, left center field. Playable back into his right for Heredia, reaches up to make the catch. And Brooklyn strands a pair in the eighth. No runs, one hit, one error, two men left. 7.5 complete, Brooklyn a 2-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Out is Brendan Gurton. On is the tall right-hander, Jace Beck, coming back from Tommy John surgery that caused him to miss all of last year. Beck, 6'9", 245 pounds, will turn 25 in June from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Beck will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Jersey Shore order. The numbers for Beck so far this season, making his fifth appearance, 1-0, one save, a 5.79 ERA, 3 runs on 2 hits in 4 2/3 innings. 4 walks, 7 strikeouts, picked up the save against Aberdeen on Saturday night through a season-high 2 scoreless innings. Saltamont 0-2 tonight. First pitch from the tall righty as a fastball inside at 95, and the count 1-0. Saltamont been hit by a pitch, struck out, and fly to right. 1-0, swing and a miss, and a fastball up and in. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Final line for Brendan Gurton tonight, arguably his best outing of the year. 3 innings, a run on 4 hits, walk 2, struck out 2. 56 pitches, 32 strikes, the 1-1, fouled back to the screen. And Beck ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. Beck had great strikeout numbers for Brooklyn in 2023, 57 and 31 in the third innings. Strikeout rate up over 39%. The 1-2, just a bit inside, good pitch. Doesn't get the call, it's a ball, rather 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beck, the right-hander, fastball, slider, splitter, his three-pitch arsenal. Righty kicks and delivers. The 2-2 on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Got him on the slider. First strikeout tonight for Beck. One away in the eighth inning. That brings up Eduardo Lopez. And as this night has rolled along, the air quality has really gone south. I mean, you can now really, every time you breathe in, whether through your nose or your mouth, I mean, you are getting a mouthful of smoke. Righty comes home as this one hammered in the air to right, back into his left bench towards the warning track. He leaps and makes the catch for the second out. Oh, what a play from Carson Benj. And even the Lakewood, New Jersey faithful have to give him a round of applause as he takes away extra bases from Eduardo Lopez. A hard line drive at 104 miles an hour. And that's the second nifty grab we've seen Benj make going back on a liner tonight. So two out for Bryson Ware, who is 0 for 3, has struck out twice. First pitch from Beck is a splitter that misses up and in. 1-0. Certainly a lot more noticeable hovering around and over the field of play here tonight. The 1-0. Off the hands, foul ground, first base side. Suero 2 is left by the screen, but it's over the screen. And a row back into the seats. It's 1-1. Bases empty, 2 out, bottom 8. Brooklyn 2, Jersey Shore 1. Game 2 of this 6-game series. Game 8 of this 12-game road trip. Beck from the first base side. Here comes his 1-1. Fastball high, and it's 2 balls and a strike. When we were impacted by the gnarly smoke 2 years ago at home, as this one popped in the air, foul ground, first base side, Suero in play, on the grass, straddling the warning track, makes the catch to end the inning. So Jace Beck comes on, retires Jersey Shore in order here in the eighth inning, and a weird thing to think about. The last time Brooklyn played Greenville, that was the time that they had the orange skies around New York City, played through it one day, had the one game postponed. You know who was a member of Greenville during that series? Jersey Shore's right fielder tonight, Eduardo Lopez. We head to the ninth, 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us, Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Well, Luke Russo's been cruising, so no reason to take him out. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn leads this one 2-1. Cyclones looking for some insurance as the atmosphere around the ballpark continues to get more and more hazy because of the wildfire smoke here in South Jersey. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn. Serrano, Reimer, and then Barrow. If anyone reaches, Suero, and then Hernandez. Brooklyn bullpen up down the left field line. First pitch and a breaking ball low to Serrano. 1-0. Eli 0 for 3 tonight. And Brooklyn has themselves a Lambo warming up in the bullpen. Ryan Lambert getting revved up to go. As Serrano looks at a fastball strike, it's 1-1. Brooklyn both their runs on a dropped pop-up by the third baseman on top of the pitcher's mound in the third. Jersey Shore scored one on a Brian Rincone single in the fifth. The pitch, Serrano yanks it foul towards the first base dugout, 1-2. Blue Claws nearly tied it on a DeMartini base hit to center later in that inning, but Eli Serrano, the man at the plate, really the difference in this game right now throughout the tying run at the dish. Really haven't had many opportunities on either side to score since then. 1-2. Up and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matt Russo's 60th pitch of the evening. The wind and the 2-2. Serrano hits it on the ground to second. Staying down on it, Saltavant. Sidearm throw to first for out number one. So Serrano now 0 for 4 tonight. Hit it hard, 110 miles an hour. So one away in the ninth for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0 for 3. Couple of sharp groundouts to short. He's also struck out tonight. First pitch, Reimer swings through a slider away. And the count 0-1. Russo hides his eyes behind his beige mitt. The one strike pitch, and Reimer hits it off the screws to our right onto the roof. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Oh, wow, it rolled right back down to the roof into the lower seating bowl. Everybody all right, though. The 0-2 coming. Reimer takes one down and away. One ball and two strikes. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, Jersey Shore will have 6, 7, and 8, 2 up. Hettiger, Arnold, and Viers. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase down and out of the zone. A slider that time from Russo. Another strikeout for the righty. That is his sixth in this ballgame. What an effort from Russo. Really only had trouble last inning. Brooklyn got an error and a base hit to put runners at second and third. But outside of that, Russo has been virtually untouchable here tonight. So bases empty for Boston Barrow with two down. He's 0 for 3. And he takes a fastball on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Well, it certainly looks like Ryan Lambert will come on and pitch the ninth. In a one-run ball game, at least for the time being. The pitch, Barrow, in the air, left center field. In and to his left is Viers. He'll make the catch. And Brooklyn goes in order in the ninth. Another 1-2-3 inning for Luke Russo. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn trying to even up this series at a win apiece. Here comes Ryan Lambert. Hettiger, Arnold, Viers, a 3-2 up. 2-1 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey! Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Ryan Lambert on a try and close it out for the Cyclones. Lambert, the flame-throwing righty, one of the two hardest pitchers, the hardest-throwing pitchers in the Mets organization that are on this Brooklyn roster. Dylan Ross pitched last night. Tonight, it is Lambert. Lambert, the right-hander, standing at 6'3", 230. 21 years old, or rather 22 years old, from Excelsior, Minnesota, the Mets' eighth-round pick last year out of Oklahoma. Get you the final line for Beck in a moment, as here is Caden Hettiger. He has been on base twice, a double and a walk. Lined out to right, the only time he's been retired. The first pitch from Lambert is a fastball low at 95. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Lambert making his sixth appearance, no record, a 1.5 ERA, just three hits in six innings. His 1-0 pitch, fastball misses outside off the glove of Hernandez, and the count 2-0. Lambert has not issued a walk this season. He has struck out 13 through a scoreless inning out of the bullpen on Sunday against Aberdeen. Blew the Ironbirds away last Wednesday. Struck out four in an inning and two-thirds. The pitch is popped foul, third base side, a souvenir, 2-1. For 21 pitches, got eight swings and misses. Final line for Jace Beck. A perfect eighth inning, three up, three down. One strikeout through 10 pitches, six strikes. Lambert works from the third base side. The kick, the 2-1. There's a strike on the outside corner at 96. And it's even 2-2. Lambert, fastball, slider, both with the potential to be plus pitches. Baseball America described his fastball as thunderous. Count even now on the catcher, Hediger. Lambeau's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Dialed it up to 97. And Hediger jumped ahead 2-0, but then gets blown away by the Lambeau. And there's one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. That'll bring up Zach Arnolds. Arnold, the right-handed batter, hitless here tonight. Righty against righty. Here's the first pitch. And a fastball misses low. 98 that time from Lambert. One ball and no strikes. Arnold 0 for 3. A ground out to short, a strikeout, and a pop-up in foul ground to first. The 1-0. There's a check swing pop-up to first. Suero to his left. He'll make the catch with two hands on the dirt. And the Cyclones one out away from ending the two-game slide. So a strikeout and a weak check swing pop-up. And the last line of defense for the Blue Claws tonight is the powerful Jordan Viers. When you can throw 97 with 2,700 RPMs, it is hard to hit. And you'll get some check swings like you just heard from by Zach Arnold, the pitch. And Viers takes inside and low. Looked like it hit the inside corner. Doesn't get the call, a ball and no strikes. Viers 1-for-3 with a single. Ground out to first in his last at. Bat is also fouled out to the catcher. Lambert's 1-0. And a slider, or actually rather a fastball, misses down and in at 98. And he falls behind. Two balls and no strikes. Raylan Heredia represents the winning run. He is on deck. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss from Viers. Time was called very late. And a pitch clock violation on Lambert. Lambert was getting ready to fire to the plate. And an automatic ball is called. And that critical because the count now 3-0. And Viers also swung at that 2-0 pitch. Here comes the 3-0. And that one up and in, ball four. So Ryan Lambert picks an inauspicious time to issue his first walk of the season. Just the second walk he has allowed in 9 2/3 innings in his professional career. And the Blue Claws will put the tying run on base, bring the winning run to the plate in the form of Raylan Heredia. Heredia 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out, walked, and lined out to center. On a smoky evening here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Lambert comes home. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 97. And the count 0-1. Heredia has four extra base hits this season. At 25 a year ago at Single A Clearwater. Looking for one in the gap to potentially tie the game. But he can't connect on the 99-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. And the Cyclones one strike away from victory. Third baseman Reimer playing towards the line. Big hole up the middle. A set at the shoulders. The two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball at 99. And you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Ryan Lambert picks up his first save of the season, his second save in his professional career. He continues to blow away opposing offenses. 15 strikeouts now on the year for Lambert, opposed to just one walk. And the Cyclones snap their two-game losing streak. And even this series and a win apiece. Your final score tonight from Shoretown Ballpark. The Brooklyn Cyclones 2 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. As that fastball recalibrates to 99.5, the hardest pitch Lambert threw tonight. For most places, you'll round that up to an even 100. For Lambeau to drive off and close out the show here in South Jersey. We'll step aside when we come back. The happy recap, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say. Brooklyn back in the win column. They win their 11th game of the year. 2-1 your final. We'll put a bow on this when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Experience a celebration of the game that only Cooperstown can host this Memorial Day weekend. The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum will debut Getting the Nod, a new exhibit paying tribute to the beloved bobblehead doll. Memorial Day weekend will also feature the new Hall of Fame film series and the return of the popular Night at the Museum meet and greet event. For more information, please visit baseballhall.org/Memorial Day. We'll see you in Cooperstown.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, the atmosphere less than optimal right now with the smoke blowing north here to Shoretown Ballpark, but a good crowd on hand tonight. And Ryan Lambert putting the finishing touches on the Cyclones 2-1 victory. Hit 100 miles an hour on that game-ending fastball as the Cyclones win it tonight by that final of 2-1. With the win, Brooklyn improving to 11-6 on the year. Jersey Shore with the loss, dropping it to 6-11 on the campaign. Let's talk about this game that was here tonight, and really there wasn't a whole lot of offense to tell you about as this game unfolded. It was another hot start for the Jersey Shore starting pitching staff. Alex McFarland came out, retired the first six batters of the game in order. But Brooklyn finally started to get something brewing in the top of the third. Ronald Hernandez came into the game 0 for his last 11. But it's sort of a misleading 0 for 11. Was robbed several times of base hits on the road in Aberdeen, including a home run in one of those games as part of the 0 for 11 by Jake Cunningham out in left field for the Ironbirds. But Hernandez snapped the streak and picked up the Cyclones' first base hit of the night, an opposite field single to left. After Nick Roselli flied out to center, Jeffrey De Los Santos lofted one to left for out number two. But Carson Bench worked a five-pitch walk, and that put runners at first and second. So Brooklyn had runners at first and second and two out in the inning. And it was a one-strike count on Jesus Baez, what turned into our Coney Island Sandbar play of the game. The one-strike pitch, and Baez, another pop-up. In the infield, who's calling for it? Everyone converging. Third baseman taking charge, and DeMartini missed it! DeMartini missed it at the very top of the pitcher's mound. Now they've got the runner at first in a rundown. Runner breaking from third to the plate. Bench will score. Throw to second base. Not in time. A two-run drop fly ball at the very top of the pitcher's mound by Carson DeMartini. And it was an E5. Two-run scoring on that play. Baez got caught in a rundown between first and second base, and heads-up base running by Benj as they tried to get Baez in that pickle. Benj broke for home. The throw home by Arnold was late. The catcher, Hediger, didn't even look to apply the tag. But a great play there made it a 2-0 Brooklyn lead in the third inning. Brooklyn would only have one more hit the rest of the night. That came in the eighth inning on a Carson Benj base hit to center field. Brooklyn put runners at second and third with two out, couldn't score. But it remained a 2-0 game until the bottom of the fifth inning. Yoel Diaz came out after four stellar innings. Still has not allowed a run this season. Four innings, no runs, two hits, five Ks for him. So it remained a 2-0 game. Brendan Gurton came on, and things started well for him. Got the leadoff batter to strike out, but then Jordan Vyer singled to right. Raylan Heredia worked a four-pitch walk. And then Brian Rincon hit a soft ground ball just to the right of the shortstop. Baez, a diving effort, came up empty. That allowed the runner from second, Vyers, to score. Heredia went to second base. An RBI single for Rincon made it a 2-1 Brooklyn lead. But then really one of the big plays of the game, Carson DeMartini came up trying to get some revenge for that base hit or for that drop pop fly in the third inning. And he delivered a base hit to center field on a 0-1 pitch. But Eli Serrano III came up throwing as Heredia tried to score from second. And an outstanding throw by Serrano threw out the runner at home. And that would be Jersey Shore's best opportunity to score the rest of the way. Kept it a 2-1 game. A fly out to right from Saltabon ended the frame. Jersey Shore would put two on in the sixth inning. Could not cash in. A pop out to first, a ground out to first ended that inning. And then Jersey Shore would get just one more base runner over the final three innings. A two-out walk to Jordan Vyers, aided by an automatic ball. And then Raylan Heredia struck out on three pitches as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 2-1. Winning pitcher Brendan Gurton earns the first win of his professional career. Three innings, one run, four hits, two walks, two strikeouts. The loss to Alex McFarland. Tough luck loss for him was his best outing of the season. Four innings, a season high, two unearned runs on one hit, a walk, season high, four strikeouts. Ryan Lambert earns the save, his first of the season. One inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, two strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn two runs, two hits, no errors. They left three. Jersey Shore, one run, six hits, two errors. They left eight. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,783 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we sign off on this Wednesday night. Almost everything final in the South Atlantic League today. Final score so far, Greensboro beat Bowling Green this afternoon, 6-1. Hudson Valley and Asheville playing a doubleheader. Asheville wins game one, 9-5. Game two right now tied at one in the bottom of the second. Just gone final in Winston-Salem. Rome beats the Dash 2-1 in 10 innings. That game was scoreless until the ninth. Bottom of the ninth right now in Wilmington, the Blue Rocks and Ironbirds are tied at two. Ironbirds tying it with a run in the eighth, and top eight right now in South Carolina, Hub City and Greenville are even at three. Mets affiliates scoreboard, looking at it tonight, everything is final now. Mets beat the Phillies in 10 innings earlier today, 4-3. Starling Marte, the walk-off base hit in the 10th. Syracuse gets swept in a doubleheader in Worcester, losing both games by a final of 5-4. Double-A Binghamton shuts out New Hampshire Blue Jays affiliate 3-0. Jack Weninger, Trey McLaughlin, Hunter Parsons, Carlos Guzman combined on a six-hit shutout, 16 strikeouts for the Ponies pitching staff, 10 of them from Weninger, who now has a .9 ERA. Single-A St. Lucie beats Daytona 6-3, a four-run sixth, doing the trick there. St. Lucie now 10-7 on the season. Taking a look at Major League Baseball before we sign off on this Wednesday night. finals from earlier today. Braves beat the Cardinals 4-1. Tigers shut out the Padres 6-0. Reds salvage the final game of their series in Miami, beat the Marlins 5-2. Yankees do the same in Cleveland with a 5-1 victory. Everything else in the big leagues in progress or hasn't started yet. Top of the eighth in D.C. Nationals and Orioles are tied at 3. Red Sox trailing the Mariners 8-2. Bottom 7 at Fenway. Middle of the sixth at Wrigley Field, another wild slugfest between the Dodgers and Cubs. Cubs won in extras last night. They lead 7-6, going to the bottom of the sixth right now on the north side of Chicago. Royals and Rockies in a rain delay in Kansas City. Michael Lorenzen against Herman Marquez when that one gets underway. Bottom of the fifth in Houston, Astros 3, Blue Jays 1. Bottom of the fourth in Minnesota, Twins a 2-0 lead on the White Sox. Everything else will start at 9:30 or later, 9:38. Angels hosting the Pirates. Joe Kashanowitz against Andrew Heaney. Diamondbacks and the Rays at 9:40. Eduardo Rodriguez against Taj Bradley. Brewers in San Francisco to play the Giants at 9:45. Freddie Peralta against Logan Webb. And the A's and Rangers from West Sacramento tonight at 10:05. J.P. Sears against Kumar Rocker. Brooklyn will try and make it back-to-back victories tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch, 6:20 with our pregame show. Zach Thornton, who's 3-0, has not allowed a run in 16 innings this year. He will take the mound for the Cyclones tomorrow night, one of the best whips in all of minor league baseball, also among the league leaders and minor league leaders in batting average against as well. He'll go against the fellow Southpaw Mavis Graves. No record, an 8.59 ERA. So Thornton against Graves, lefty against lefty. Pregame at 6:20, 6:35. The first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network. We thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. Brooklyn improving to 11-6 with the victory here today, 2-1 over Jersey Shore. So for our ownership group, Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our vice president in Brooklyn, Steve Cohen, general manager Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager Billy Harner, my partner Jonica Damowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Jersey Shore. Again, your final, the Cyclones 2 and the Blue Claws 1. We hope to have you with us again for Game 3 of the 6-game set tomorrow night. But until then, so long from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.